Man Show. Yes, the Henry Morgan Show with Lenore Lonergan, Arnold Stang, Bert Tilton, Art Carney, Milt Kadams and the orchestra, and the Billy Williams Quartet, and me, Ed Herlihy. And here is the star of the Henry Morgan Show, standing on his favorite corner in front of the cigar store.
Good evening, everybody. Here's Bert.
Thank you. Thank you, Ed. It's good to see you. I've been doing a crossword puzzle. They're way out of fashion, but I've been doing them again. And I've learned a lot of new words that have made me a sparkling conversationalist. I've learned words like ibis, eel, emu, gunu, obi, shem, ra, abba, crombie, and bitch. Besides being very educational, crossword puzzles are a lot of fun, and they're very easy to do if you've forgotten. Like, they are easy, like this one I'm working on here. Let's see, one across. That's where you start. One across. The ancient Siamese sun god. Look, if you don't know how to do the word across, you get it very simply by filling in the down words that go through it. Like that. One down. A 16th century coin of the Ming Dynasty. Slang. Two down. Two down. A synthesis of chemical compounds affecting the formation of biminotopoietic carbohydrates and chlorophyllose matter produced in lichens. One letter. Let's see. Three down. Wife of the Siamese sun god. Oh, here's an easy one. A domesticated canine. That's easy. Dog. Got 34 letters. A very long dog. All right, try it. Eight across. Head covering. Worn by the Siamese sun god. We should go. Let's go to another part of the puzzle. I got a corner of all worked out down here. Let's see. 24 down. City in Ohio. Four letters. I got part of it filled in. B, Q, L, blank. Shouldn't be too hard. Bukla, Ohio? No. Buklb. Buklk. Anybody here from Buklm? No. Anybody from Buklk? Buklz? Raise your hand. Don't have to be ashamed if you're from Buklks. No, huh? Well, here's a word that I practically have anyway. Well-known fruit dessert in 19th century, no longer popular. I've got the FZP blank RK blank 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 TXDG blank blank J blank. No wonder it's no longer popular. Who could order it? I'll try one more. 26 down. Brother-in-law of the Siamese sun god. You can see it's very easy to do these puzzles if you're related to the Siamese sun god. And another. Oh, excuse me. Here comes my friend Gerard. Hello, Gerard.
Hiya.
I'm glad you passed by, Gerard. You're just the fellow I wanted to see.
So take a good look.
Well, it's not. See, there's something I wanted to tell you. A friend of mine has a very valuable Persian cat, and she just had kittens.
So what else is new?
Well, wait a second. This concerns you.
What do you want me to do? Send her flowers?
No, you don't.
Maybe I should buy her a layette.
Let me tell you, will you? The owner said you could have one of these valuable kittens to raise.
Hank, the cat had the kittens. Let her raise them.
Gerard, you'd love a kitten. There's nothing as satisfying as the love and devotion of an animal.
Better than girls?
I'm talking about loyalty. Girls are not known for loyalty.
Cats are not known for necking.
Try to understand this. This isn't just a cat. This happens to be a very attractive Persian.
I ain't interested in a very attractive Persian. Maybe if I was Rita Hayworth, I'd be interested. But I ain't interested.
Well, what are you so vehement about? What do you got against cats?
Well, tell you, Hank, I once had a cat.
Oh, what kind of cat?
He was a very attractive American.
Well, what did he look like?
He looked like a cat. What should he look like, a geranium?
Well, but you said he was attractive.
Not to me, only to other cats. It was always hanging around our yard.
Well, it must have made you kind of proud having a cat that was so popular with other cats.
Yeah, what do cats know?
Well, you must have kept him for some reason. Did he catch mice?
No, he used to play with the ones in our house.
He played with them?
Yeah, but let a strange mouse get in the house. Boy, then you'd see something.
Yeah. Well, why'd you get rid of him?
That cat ruined me.
He ruined you?
Yeah. All the time that cat was climbing up a tree and I had to call the fire department and get him down.
Get him down? Well, how'd he ruin you?
One day my house caught on fire. So I put in a fire alarm.
Yeah.
So in a little while a fireman came.
They saved the house.
They took the cat out of the tree.
Yeah, but why?
It was cleaner work.
But didn't you ask him to go into the house? It was on fire.
I did. They said a person could get burned in there.
Good evening, anybody. Each week at this time, we bring you our choice of the Outstanding Athlete of the Week. Our man of the week for tonight is that great hockey player from Detroit, Gus Kearney. And here he is, Gus Kearney. Hooray! Hooray! Gus, you've just completed what is probably your most successful season as goalkeeper for the Detroit Mohawks.
Right, Morgan.
What'd you say?
That's right, Mr. Morgan.
Oh, Gus, tell us, how did you get your start as a hockey player?
I used to be a figure skater, but I give it up.
Why?
Well, once I went into a twirl.
Went into a twirl, yeah?
I couldn't stop.
Ah? Yeah.
I screwed myself into the ice up to my neck.
Well, Gus, I've watched you play at Madison Square Garden, and I noticed that before each game, you skate over to the stands where your wife is sitting. What is it she whispers in your ear?
Well, kind of personal.
Well, I don't mean to pry, but what does she say before you go into battle on the ice?
Well, she, can you say it on the radio?
Well, it all depends. What is it?
She says, "Don't get hit in the head with a hockey puck, dear."
That's very sweet. Now, Gus,
they're hard.
What?
Them hockey pucks.
Oh, yes.
If you get hit in the head, Clyde Zob.
Yeah.
Want to see my stitches?
Well, not now.
They almost sewed up the wrong hole in my head.
Yeah, you got a pretty good sense of humor.
Oh, yeah. Like all the time I make the guys laugh in the locker room.
Yeah, how do you do that?
Oh, you know, snapping them with a wet towel like that.
Do they always think that's fun?
Once they didn't.
They didn't, huh?
Want to see my stitches?
Now, Gus, in your dangerous sport of hockey, what's the worst mishap you remember?
I fell down and broke my hockey stick.
Well, I imagine that you did that while you were gallantly defending your goal against the onrush of your opponents?
No.
No.
I was coming out of the subway.
Oh.
Want to see my stitches?
Well, in a moment. Gus, in your opinion, who is the best all-around skater you've ever seen?
Sonja Heine.
I see.
Can you say that on the radio?
Of course. Now, Gus, with summer coming, what are your plans for the summer?
Well, like I'm going up to Canada there and give exhibitions.
Exhibitions, huh? And skating?
No, I show my stitches.
Oh, well, thank you, Gus Kearney. It was a pleasure having your stitches on, having you on this program. Hey! The Billy Williams Quartet and the biblical tale of a man named Shadrach, his friend Meshach, and their friend Abednego.
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego!
Now the three children from the land of Israel took a little trip to the land of Babylon. Nebuchadnezzar was the king of Babylon. Took a lot of gold and made an idol.
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
Now it's told everybody when you hear the music of the comet.
And it's told everybody when you hear the music of the... And it's told everybody when you hear the music of the horn.
Well, you must fall down and worship the idol Shadrach,
Meshach, Abednego.
But the children of Israel would not bow down. Ah, you couldn't fool them with a golden idol. So the king put the children in the fiery furnace. He turned the coals in the red hot brimstone. It was seven times hotter, hotter than it ought to be. Right up the soldiers the king had put there.
The turn about the powers of the doctor.
Shack,
well, the cook
burned
a hell to
hit a wall. But just the laughing and the talking while the fire was a jumping.
Oh, shack,
once again, we are proud to present a special broadcast from Radio France. In France right now, it's breakfast time. So we bring you the popular French breakfast couple, Monsieur and Madame Henri de la Morgan. Here they are, broadcasting directly from their dining table.
Ah, bonjour, Marie. How is my beautiful wife this morning?
But, Monsieur, I am not your wife. I am Fifi, the maid.
Oh. Of course. You are gorgeous. Where is my wife, Fifi?
She has not yet come home yet.
No matter, she's ugly. I tell you what, you sit down and we will talk for the radio audience. Fifi, what is today in the paper of the news, the highlights of?
Here is a story of a woman. She commits a suicide. Here is a picture of the woman.
Gorgeous.
She cut her throat. Here is a picture of her throat.
Gorgeous.
She killed herself in the bathtub. Here is a picture of the bathtub.
Not bad for a bathtub. Vivi, what else is of the news?
Well, yesterday, Monsieur Jacques Aubert shot with the pistol through the head his lawyer.
Did they have a picture?
No, but here is a picture of the lawyer's wife, the widow.
Gorgeous.
Especially in the bathing suit.
Imagine, the widow in a bathing suit.
Oui, but it is black. Yes. Quel sentiment.
You're not talking about black. It reminds me to tell the audience of the wonderful product we are selling, Black's Imported Champagne. Imported to France, direct from California, USA. This genuine California champagne from America is wonderful. For washing dishes, removing spots. Very good for cleaning the shoes. Caution. Do not take internally.
Monsieur Morgan, here's for you the coffee.
For me?
Oui.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Kiss me.
Yes.
Now, Fifi, what else is the news of the happening?
There was yesterday in Lyon an automobile accident.
Mm.
Here is the story. And here is a picture of Mimi Rochelle of the Folies Bergères in a bathing suit.
Was she in the accident?
Oh, no.
Then why do they have of her the picture?
Well... she also has an automobile.
Ah, she's gorgeous. What else?
And here is a picture of the famous British playwright, George Bernard Shaw, walking in the garden on his birthday.
Pass the cream.
Here is the cream. Oh, he is gorgeous.
Pass the sugar.
Here is the sugar.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Kiss me. Ah, your kisses are like champagne. And you know, this reminds me of my sponsor, Black Importer Champagne.
It does?
Yes, you kiss just like my sponsor's wife.
Oh.
And also, I wish to mention a special gift offer offered as a special gift offer to all men who buy a case of champagne and want with it a special gift offer with it also.
Men, with every case of champagne, we give you free, absolument for nothing, a bottle of Black's new exquisite men's perfume. Ah, quel jouiment, quelle délicatesse, quel smell! Men, wear this perfume, and with the ladies, you will have to beat them off with a shovel. It smells like a mink coat. Magnifique de leur rêve exquisite. Zut!
You are so right. And now, Sissy, I have finished with the coffee and our radio time is up. Come, you and I will go out dancing and for the amusement.
But, monsieur, what about your wife?
Oh, yes. Leave a cup of coffee for her. Kiss me. Bonsoir, monsieur, madame.
And thank you, Lenore Lonergan, for being such a gorgeous Fifi. Now we hear from Milton Kadams and the orchestra, who will recreate one of Bernie Green's things. It's an impression of La Sorella. I tell you what's so good about that. If anybody goes around going, da-da-da-da-da-da-dum-dee-dee, you can say that's La Sorella, and you'll lose a friend. Well, have you ever... Well, it's important. It's informative, and it's... have you ever wondered, da-da-da-dee-da... What did we used to say, kids? Da-da-da-da-da-chungam-da-dee-da-chungam. I didn't know I should have made a chungam. Have you ever wondered how famous historical events would have sounded if they'd been broadcast by radio? For example, take the American Revolution. Just for example. What would it have sounded like if it had been brought to you by radio? Well, let's try it. We present... We Was There.
We Was There. A program of on-the-spot broadcasts of great events in history. And featuring today, Washington and the Revolution. June 12th, 1765, the Potomac River, We was there. NBC takes you to the banks of the Potomac River and the voice of Red Morgan. Come in, Red.
Afternoon, sports fans. This is Red Morgan speaking here from the left bank of the Potomac River, where today we're going to witness what may make pitching history. George Washington's going to try to pitch a silver dollar across the river. Now, it's a beautiful day out here, and I...
your scorecard, scorecard. Get ye scorecard here. You cannot enjoy ye performance without ye scorecard. Scorecard!
Today's broadcast being brought to you by Molly Pitcher's Ale. The ale that comes already in the pitcher. Look for Molly Pitcher's pitcher on the pitcher. Ma'am, try a pitcher of it today. Man, you'll love it to try it, yeah?
Hasty pudding, get thy hasty pudding here. Hot hasty pudding.
And here comes Washington now. He's a big right-hander, stands 6'2", weighs 175 pounds, and hails from Virginia.
Martha Washington chocolates? Get your Martha Washington candy here. With tree nuts on you inside. Get your Martha Washington candy here.
Yeah, now, now George is ready. He's out there rubbing up that silver dollar. He gets a signal, goes into his windup. Now George throws, and it's a beauty. It's going high over the Potomac. It might be. Yeah, I think it is. I don't. It's going. Going. It's gone. A Yankee Doodle Dandaroo. And that pitcher's pitch is good for a pretty pewter pitcher of Molly Pitcher. The pitcher with Molly Pitcher's pitcher on it. How about that?
December 25th, 1776, the Delaware River. We was there. The National Broadcasting Company takes you now to a boat in the Delaware River, where our reporter, Hank Brokenshire, is waiting to describe the scene. Come in, Hank.
Good evening, folks. I'm standing in the prow of George Washington's boat as it makes its way across the choppy, ice-filled Delaware River. We're going to try and interview some of the soldiers in the boat here. Here's a young man rowing quite strenuously. It's pretty tough going as the Delaware River's mighty rough tonight. Mighty rough. Private, how do you feel on the eve of this dramatic adventure?
I'm nauseous.
Well, Private, rumor has it that General Washington expects to surprise the Hessians over in Trenton tonight. He thinks they'll be sleeping. Do you think they'll be sleeping?
What else is there to do in Trenton?
Private, tell me something our audience would like to know. As you and your comrades row closer and closer to impending battle, what are your innermost thoughts as you see standing in the prow of the boat the determined figure of General George Washington?
Why ain't he rowing?
October 19th, 1781, Yorktown. We was there. Ladies and gentlemen, NBC now brings you a special broadcast of the historical surrender of Lord Cornwallis at Yorktown. Yes, the big ones are on NBC. And Cornwallis is the biggest one I've ever seen. In a moment, we'll take you to Yorktown. But first, a word from our sponsor.
Men, have you seen the new Adams three-cornered hat? It's the newest thing in men's headgear and guaranteed to fit any triangular head. So go to your Adams dealer today and ask to see the Quincy. Yes, the minute you put it on, you'll know why women say...
I go for a man who looks like John Quincy Adams.
And now to Yorktown for an eyewitness account of the surrender. Come in, Fulton Morgan, Jr.
Thank you, Ed. This is Fulton Morgan, Jr. in Yorktown. We still have a few minutes, so I've asked one of the young lady spectators down here to join me up here at the microphone. What's your name, madam?
Ross. Mrs. Betsy Ross.
And where are you from, Betsy?
Germantown.
Well, I guess there are some folks out there from Germantown. Now, Betsy, do you mind if I call you Betsy?
I do.
Oh. Well, Mrs. Ross, what do you do?
I'm a homemaker.
Anything else?
I'm a flag maker.
Oh, I see. What flag have you made lately?
The American flag.
Oh. Well, tell us something about the flag you made. How many stars did you sew on it?
13.
How come 13?
My lucky number.
Oh, well, thank you, Betsy Ross. Thanks very much. Coming up here, I believe the surrender proceedings are about to get underway. Now, Washington and Cornwallis are walking slowly toward each other. The crowd is quiet. Cornwallis takes his sword out of his scabbard. Butterfingers. Now he picks up his sword. He's about to hand it over to General Washington. I'll turn our microphone around so you can hear the memorable words of Lord Cornwallis as he hands the sword over. Listen.
Here, big shot. It's rusty anyway.
And that's it, ladies and gentlemen. We have brought you the actual surrender ceremonies from Yorktown. We return you now to our New York studios, where Gabriel Morgan is waiting to give you his reaction to this afternoon's surrender ceremonies. Come in, Gabriel Morgan.
Ah, there's good news from Yorktown tonight. Ah, somewhere tonight, a little lad named Yankee went to town somewhere tonight, riding on a pony somewhere tonight. And that little lad's parents are proud of that little lad. The little lad's parents are Mr. and Mrs. Doodle. And that little lad somewhere is sticking a feather in his cap somewhere
and calling it macaroni.
And there's something about the sight of a little lad sticking a feather in his cap and calling it macaroni that makes you want to stand up and shout, "Ah, good night."
Thank you, Gabriel Morgan. We conclude today's great program with a special concert of fife and drum music.
Get that fixed someday. Morgan will be back in the same corner in front of the cigar store at the same time again next week. Good night. Thank you.
This is the Henry Morgan Show with Arnold Stang, Lenore Lonergan, Fritz Kelton, Art Carney, the Billy Williams Sports Band, Bill Tatum Orchestra. Morgan himself will be back in the corner in front of the cigar store next week at the same time. The Henry Morgan Show is produced by Kenneth McGregor. This is Ed Hurley. Good night, everyone.
New great comedy shows are yours to the dial each Tuesday on the CBC Trans-Canada Network. Half an hour from now, Bob Hope takes over with the kibitzing of songstress Doris Day, Irene Ryan, and Jack Kirkwood. Right after Hope, the McGees of Wistful Vista take over with all the characters you know and love. Remember that Tuesday trio: Henry Morgan, Bob Hope, and Fibber McGee and Molly. The Henry Morgan Show came to Canadian listeners as an international exchange feature through NBC, the National Broadcasting Company. This is the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation.